This is KCUR 89.3. One Kansas City, Kansas school has become a testing ground for an experimental teaching program called Pianos Without Borders. This high-tech music project connects instructors and students through technology they can access with their fingertips. Reporting for KCUR, Julie Denishay takes us inside a lesson.
Sixth grader Miguel Gonzalez sits at a grand piano at Eisenhower Middle School.
You should be coming back.
With a mop of auburn hair, Gonzalez smiles shyly as he waits for his piano lesson to begin. His instructor, Paul Adams, that's Mr. Adams to Gonzalez, soon shows up, on the screen of a laptop. Adams is a graduate student of piano at KU, and he's some 35 miles away on the Lawrence campus in a music studio.
So I hear you're on spring break, Miguel.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going?
It's going great.
Well, let's start from the first page. I think we left off with number 3, right?
Yeah.
Gonzalez is one of 7 students at Eisenhower in the pilot project called Pianos Without Borders. It's thought to be one of the first of its kind in the country. The lessons are free, and the program pairs middle school students who want to learn with KU students who want to teach.
C happens before you let B up. See what I mean?
Last fall, the program got a jump start when the local charity Band of Angels donated a $20,000 piano to the middle school, a Yamaha Disclavier. The Disclavier uses MIDI. That's short for Musical Instrument Digital Interface. This protocol is able to send signals from one device to another, such as instruments to computers. Adams explains how it works.
I'll turn on this baby.
So when this thing boots up, it takes it a minute or so. So, I didn't do that. I played it from the computer. So the computer is now talking to the piano.
The MIDI interface has been around since the early 1980s, and it allows different instruments to speak with each other. Pianos Without Borders combines it with Skype, so teachers and students can communicate directly. Adams describes the process from his piano bench at KU.
Let me show you. When I play soft, watch the computer screen. So, you see that there's only 2 marks there. When I play loud, 5 little marks. So it sees exactly how fast I play it and knows how long I play it. So then it sends that signal over the internet. Happens on their piano. It's really, really kind of cool.
Amy DeSotel is in her 10th year teaching band and orchestra at Eisenhower. Her day-to-day instruction with students is more analog than digital. But DeSotel says she appreciates what these tools bring into the classroom.
I like it that the students see the teachers face-to-face through that screen, but then they also can look at their fingers, and then the teacher might say, hang on, watch your keys, you know, and they can really break it down. The students can just look down right at the keyboard and see that.
Adam says Skype and the Disclavier together are a potent mix, especially for those new to piano.
Yeah, so, I mean, ordinarily when I would teach a piano lesson to someone over a long distance, I would use Skype, and the trouble with Skype is that it is made for voice. And so if I play and this, it sound very similar on Skype because it adjusts. And I can tell a student when I do this gesture, this happens, because he doesn't hear a difference. So if you're teaching someone who's already really familiar with piano, it might work okay. But if you're starting beginners, a system that plays the piano exactly the way you're playing it is amazing.
Gonzalez started taking lessons from Adams about 6 months ago. For him, both watching and hearing his teacher play helps him work through a piece of music.
Well, whenever he presses a key, you know, it kind of gives me a boost to know what I'm playing and, you know, what I'm doing wrong and what I should do, and, you know, it just helps me a lot.
Pioneering a new technique is never easy, and there were surprising challenges in the early stages. Adam says he never imagined he'd have to become technologically savvy to teach piano.
One of the problems was the router at the school didn't like us. So we had to figure a way to make it happy, and that was my job, to chase down what that was. You know, like anywhere, the internet goes down, so then you're like, oh, wow, suddenly can't have a piano lesson.
But DeSotel says her middle schoolers barely notice the glitches.
They've all really embraced it. They're so used to technology, you know, so to them this is nothing at all.
At its core, DeSotel says teaching is all about the human connection.
That's a big part of teaching music and just teaching in general. You've got to make some type of a connection with the student, so they really will buy in and want to please you and work hard. And Miguel is a really special student in that he really does put 100% effort into everything, and he really thinks highly of Mr. Adams.
Good.
At least it gives me a chance to make a difference in some really nice kid's life. You know, these are kids who are really sweet, and I love being able to help them out.
All right, I'll see you next week, or I see you in 2 weeks, that's right. Okay, thanks, Miguel.
You're welcome.
And with his lesson over for now, Gonzalez gathers his sheet music before heading home to practice what he's learned. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denichet.